full black experience in sound, in stereo.
Brownsville, home of the brave. Size 38, comfortably tucked to 38. Setting up shop in staircases. Young entrepreneurs for big faces. Name engraved in the pavement. Yeah, and it's ingrained in the street. This shit hit differently when Dane on the beat. I should've went and dropped this shit sooner. Connoisseur, Al Jarreau Jr. We shoot the fair, one hand, skip the fair. Find all the truth in the dare. Fall through tooth and nail. Swimming up Shit's Creek on Riverdale.
New York Style Podcast live in Harlem. This Saturday, third with G Moody's a five-star podcast. And we're going to be on some Corona content, some Taliban shit. We're going to try to talk 15 straight minutes because they done took the content away. They took the NBA away. A lot of this shit is related to this Corona plandemic. That's what I call it. Is it a hoax? No, it's not a hoax. But it has affected everything. Harlem is basically empty. I'm in the park right now adjacent to the projects and there's nobody out here, no kids. It's a nice day, 70 degrees. No kids out here cooling out, playing stickball, none of that shit. So this gives me an opportunity to spit some heat. Now, the reason I call this a plandemic is because the media is treating this as if human beings are laying on the sidewalks. They're dying at such a high clip. So the media hysterics are not justified. This is why I call it a plandemic. And I think it's to get data. Because they got these motherfuckers out here basically controlled like joysticks. What they say, you do. You treat these people as if they are really credible. And what they are telling you is nothing more than a performance. So why should they be viewed as credible? Remember, the media is the fourth arm of government. They're all in concert. The same media that got your ass running around here with your fucking head cut off talking about, they said that. The same media, just think about this, is the same media trying to convince you that D-Wade's son is a girl. Think about it like that. This same media is trying to convince you that men can have periods. So why do you think that there are media hysterics, a media frenzy? It has to be for something else. It has to be for future reference. Anything we tell these motherfuckers, they move. So when we really put this shit into play, it could be 10 years from now, we know how these motherfuckers gonna act. We got them. That's a reasonable analysis based on nobody is dying in the streets. Because if it was, and I came outside here and I seen motherfuckers just all over the sidewalks, passed out and dead, then the media frenzy, the hysterics would be justified because it would be panic. This amoeba is attacking the earth. Is it that? Has it been a death sentence? Then why are you running around here with your head cut off talking to me like you some authority on this shit because you got it from some fucking news personality as if they are an authority when they have people yelling in their ears what to say, man? Don't come in my face talking about, well, they said that if you don't, nigga, get the fuck out of my face, man. I don't live my life based on what these motherfuckers say on TV. And I would advise you to enjoy your life as well. There ain't shit you could do. So if this shit was real, your ass would be gone. Use precaution. We're not going to be irresponsible on this podcast. Use precaution. Be careful. Do you and shut the fuck up, man.
Everything was
like we run shit the best. Word that Glanville was nigga, don't you forget. Come correct, show some respect. In this land, here eyes. Going hard, nigga, fuck saying pause. You wasn't raised here like fists on a pig. So you really can't tell me shit.
Everything was. Everything was cool. Everything was cool. Everything was cool.
And also, I want to give a shout out to my man Corey Feldman, the former child actor. He came out with that documentary. You know, he was going to name names of, you know, the pedophiles in Hollywood that him and the late actor Corey Haim had to endure as little kids. He said they were monsters and they were all over them. And personally, I feel the most vile human being on earth is the one that's walking around here looking at little kids on some sex shit. I think these people should be executed or stoned to death. Once they get convicted of that, there is no redemption. It's not curable. It's not like you could say, yo, I used to fuck with kids back in the days, but yo, I got off that. And motherfuckers going to look at you and be like, yo, he all right now. No. Stone this motherfucker, man. So Corey Feldman came out with it. He has some familiar names that people know. Some not so familiar, but barbarians nonetheless. He said the guy who ran up in the late Corey Haim on the set and used some Crisco oil on this motherfucker was Charlie Sheen. Yeah, that actor. He said it was him. He said Corey Haim told him that's the guy who did it. And they turned him out, this kid, they turned this cat out so much to where he thought this is how they went down in Hollywood. So he started seeking out these motherfuckers. Salutations go to Corey Feldman for having the guts to come out and exposing these barbarians for what they are. This is how they get down out there. So you have to expose them, because if you don't expose them, then you're complicit with these kids getting abused.
False clergymen, you're urging me to call you a virgin when, to say the least, who can you trust when a priest is now the beast? I'm the assassinator of rap, hit with rhyme rap, Richard will hit you with my best shot, get you sitting down, let you know I never get dropped when I flip flop hip hop. Check it. Check it again, check it again, check it again. Check the metaphors, make sure they're making sense. And then, give me 100% credit. Let it meditate in your brain like a sedative. I said it and I bet it dwells in your bloodstream. Let it live.
The NBA shut down. But when Magic Johnson attained the HIV, the monster in Black American street parlance, the NBA encouraged him to play with the virus. You would think that the NBA at that time, knowing that the HIV was basically a death sentence, right? And considering that you have very limited knowledge, you would think that in that case, the NBA would be like, nah, man, nah. We don't want to jeopardize our players. We don't know what this motherfucker got. And we don't know how it's going to affect the players or the fans. So we don't want this motherfucker to play. Sorry, man. This ain't nothing personal. And they made a statement about anybody showing some sucker shit to Magic Johnson will be dealt with accordingly. But with this shit, which is not a death sentence, motherfuckers is recovering. 99% of people are recovering. They shut the league down. So we on some Corona telethon type shit in Harlem right now, adjacent to the projects. Nobody's out here because people are scared. Like I said earlier, they're scared to come outside because they think like the amoeba corona is slithering like the blob, the movie, and wherever they go, they might be affected. So I'll just go buy my food and I'll just stay up in the house and just keep my eyes glued to the television for instruction. You see, they got your ass like a fucking robot.
What other presidents have you worked for? Who else?
It goes back to President Nixon when I was at the Rand Corporation writing memos on China strategy.
Nixon? Reagan?
Yes, I was Reagan's policy planning chief in the Pentagon.
Bush?
Yes.
The SARS virus, that ended over about how long a period of time, do you recall?
It ran about a year. Mm-hmm.
Were thousands and thousands of people infected,
mm-hmm.
but a relative small percentage passed away?
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember how the media treated that? The media didn't treat it anything like the media is treating this. And
no,
I'm not saying we should downplay
it.
I'm just saying you can't turn on the television today without this thing being hammered, mm-hmm. hammered. And they have the numbers up there like it's a basketball game. How many people have it? How many people they think have it? How many people have passed away? Without any context. Okay, well, did they have heart disease? Was mm-hmm. something else going on? That sort of thing. I don't remember that in 2003.
Well, SARS was under President George W. Bush, and he had a more bipartisan spirit. He didn't have the kind of basic nastiness that comes out of the Democrats these days. So I sense the effort to turn against President Trump for the re-election campaign, that the Democrats now think they've got the issue. It's not going to be Spygate. It's not going to be Russia, Russia, Russia. They think this is a dream come true. If they can show President Trump is somehow incompetent or mishandling the Chinese virus, this is their path to put Joe Biden back in the White House.
Well, fear-mongering, stoking fear. What if you didn't believe none of these motherfuckers? What would they do then? Now, for me to react, I would have to be outside and be walking over corpses or some Dawn of the Dead shit. That's when I would be alarmed.
What the deal is, only the realest gon' feel this.
Nah, man.
Coming down, picking up like royalty. Sets playing corners in elevators. Niggas can't corner me. Get money, Kim said the power come later. First nigga run the city since Dickens was the mayor. You ain't never moved through this lobby. You ain't never been a part of the story.
As I overlook the Brownsville skylines, taking in these brick mountains.
You wasn't there, so I tell you about it. You wasn't there, so I tell you about it.
Man, it was a story that I didn't get to, but I got to go back and backtrack and get this. You see, you hear the sirens. That means they are reminding me as well to go back and deal with this. Spike Lee, right? Knick fan. Been coming to Madison Square Garden for 30 years. He's been on the sidelines. You know, he's like a, made himself into like a mascot. You know, he's a huge Knick fan. Been coming there 30 years. Spent, estimated, he spent $10 million on tickets. That's another story. But this particular day, he came to the Garden, went through his customary side entrance. I think it's the employee's entrance. The owner, the man with the gold who makes the rules, said, yo, nobody could come into this side no more. He gave a directive, right? So when Spike Lee gets there, the guards say, nah, nobody could come. That's supposed to be it. Just go to another entrance. You still are able to watch the game, motherfucker, right? So that's it. That's the point of you coming to the Garden. But he didn't do that. He thinks he's more than a customer. He's more than a customer because he's famous, right? So I'm supposed to get preferential treatment. Who says? It's what the owner wants. The owner owns the building. The owner owns the team. You pay the owner for the privilege to watch the game. So if the owner says, don't come in that fucking side, that's it. Unless you're going to barge in. And what if the owner doesn't want to take your tickets? You don't watch the game. You go home and watch the game. So whenever you don't understand the relationship, the business relationship, then the owner got to come down and show his ass and let you know.
You a customer.
Five-star podcast, no doubt about it. This, that, and third with G. Moody. Five stars since its inception. Make sure you rate, review this podcast. Go to Apple Podcasts to do that. The Pyramid of Podcasting, the rest of these motherfuckers is on some Stonehenge bullshit, but you already know that. So after you do that, you should support. Why the hell not? Go to anchor.fm/G-Moody as we deliver this podcast in that unique New York style that I have pioneered. Live from the BX on the motherfucking porch. Hip hop artist Jay Electronica, who's known for having extraordinary bars, came back out with a nice album. And from what I understand, the bars affected some people. Radio personality here in New York City. I think his name is Rosenberg. I'm not sure about the story, but from what I've read, the bars affected him and he took offense to some of the bars. I read some tweets from people. They said it's amazing that this radio personality Rosenberg has taken offense to some bars that may have dealt with him or whatever, his religion or something. But he has no issue with these hip-hop records that he promotes on his radio station that he's part of. He has no problems with the lyrics that are very adverse to the black community. He has no issues with that. He actually promotes these songs more. But when the crosshairs get pointed at him, then there's a problem. But there's never a problem when these lyrics, which are debasing the black community 24 hours a day, this motherfucker don't got shit to say about that. So from the tweet I read, I liked that they're going at this guy because I never liked this motherfucker. You know what? Because I saw an interview with him. He said, oh, I never really liked hip hop. You know, in 1990, my brother played a CD and it was Tribe Called Quest. They always loved that. Tribe Called Quest. And then I liked it. So prior to 1990, he hated hip hop. But yet and still, this motherfucker is passing himself off as some authority on the blackest music that black people in America have ever created. See, this is the arrogance. This is the arrogance. This is like me going to Russia, right? And Russians have some popular music, right? That Russians created. And I come to Russia and I am a spokesman of their music. They would say, who the fuck is this nigga? Who is this motherfucker? That's how I feel about this fucking guy. And I hope they keep going at him so he can disappear.
I came to bang with the scholars, and I bet you with Rothschild I get a bang for my dollar. The synagogue of Satan want me to hang by my collar, but all praise due to what lost the prince. My ancestors took old food, made soul food. Jim Crow's a troll too, he stole the soul music. That's the blood that goes through me, so if you assuming I could never sell my soul, they sold their soul to me. Peaceful teaching to rule me, but don't confuse me. You mouth off for the cameras, I make a silent movie. Now here's some jury. No civilization is conquered from the outside until it destroys itself from within. Pin.
Really getting hectic out here. They ran my ass out of the park. They say, yo, this park closes at dusk. We need you to be inside. Seems like there's a sort of a curfew going on. So I got to end this shit soon, man. I got to end this podcast because I can't do it outside. So now I got to bring it in. But I was thinking about this. Check this out. You know how 9/11 was a benchmark and everything changed after 9/11. This is the millennials 9/11. This is where everything changes. Starbucks has a to-go policy now. You can't be lounging out in Starbucks anymore due to this coronavirus pandemic. I told you this shit was something sinister in the works. And when they put it out there, nothing will be the same. Social distancing. What the fuck is that? This is the Corona episode going live and direct telethon. About to end it on this moment because they threw my ass out of the park. And the music we had on the podcast came from my Brownsville brothers, Newport and Riverdale. So we got some great jams from them interspersed throughout this episode today. Shout out to them brothers. So any Brownsville, any Brooklyn cats, I always try to salute these cats. Good hip hop music coming from my hometown. We want to salute them brothers. Newport and Riverdale coming out with some hot shit. Make sure you check these cats out.
Nah, man. Yeah, we still wear Timberlands in the summertime. 6 inch high enough to hold a whole supply. And I keep it live even with a 9 to 5. I'm the kind of guy getting money from both sides. My drive like Gosling and Elway combined. Putting work over time, my shit refined. And watch out for them crown fits. Don't bitch, just handle shit like Rod Strick.
A lot of people want to know, yo, G, how you feeling? As if I'm affected by this shit. I told you, I get one cold a year because my immune system is working the way it's supposed to work. You can't trick me into thinking, oh, something might be wrong with me. because you said there's a virus in the air. I know I'm healthy. That's how they get in your mind, where you think, you know, your thoughts really control shit. So if you don't think you're healthy, right? If you think there's something wrong, something will go wrong. So my thoughts are, there isn't even a virus. That's my thought. My thinking is, they made this shit up. That's my thinking. So of course ain't shit gonna be wrong with me, because I know they made it up. So to answer your question, man, I'm good, man. I'm too blessed to be stressed, man.
You can't take my joy, devil. Makes me cut.
Makes me cut my head. Check. Makes me wanna dance. And stone.
Oh, you better put them hands together and have a Holy Ghost party with me.
Oh, brother, can't you see? I've got the victory. Stone.
No weapon formed against me shall prosper. I'm more than a conqueror. Can I get a witness up in here?
Oh man, we had an incident. He was a mayor of Tallahassee, Florida, and he was up for governor of Florida. Didn't win, but he was very, you know, vocal about Donald Trump, hammering Donald Trump, just going off. And a protege of Obama, his name is Andrew Gilliam. Homeboy got busted in a telly in Florida, right? He was with a male escort. This is a guy with a, you know, wife and three kids, you know, the whole, you know, framed marriage, picture marriage. Got caught in a hotel in the telly, right? And the male escort he was with passed out, right? On some crystal meth shit, butt ass naked. Another guy, you know, it was a threesome type shit. Another guy came later, he knocked on the door. And the guy, the male escort, managed to open the door and then stumbled back on the bed and collapsed and passed out. The politician was in the bathroom vomiting. And from all accounts, we've had some accounts that he was butt ass naked too. Then the male escort manages to get back up and then passes out again and starts convulsing. So the guy who came in, the last guy, of course, he's scared to death. He called the cops after he tried to, you know, compress his chest and get this guy up. Cops come and they see this politician vomiting. He's too inebriated to even speak. So basically what's going on, this dude was engaging in some bullshit and he got caught. And of course, he put out a statement that, oh, he was just there for a wedding. And, you know, the male escort was his friend and he was just helping him. Let me tell homeboy son, yo, just come on out right now. Come out, save face. You've already destroyed your family. Come out and say, all of this homophobia out here is the reason why I've been in the closet. I can't do it. I just got to be honest. Don't lie. You're making it worse. Just live your truth.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men. Amen.
I'm gonna go out. I'm gonna let myself get absolutely soaking wet.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men. Every specimen.
They changed the game. It's always one moment where nothing is the same afterwards. 9/11, like I said, before 9/11, they didn't have cameras everywhere all over the streets. Now, you can't go anywhere without being filmed. That's why when I walk around, it's like I'm acting. It's like it's like a motherfucker is acting and shit. You got to think about it. You're being watched. Since they ran my ass out of the park, and I'm engaging in that social distancing, I don't want to be around nobody. I'm going to go up with Eb and Netflix and chill.
The realness. The the total black experience in sound, in stereo.